We make you hot. You need to understand. We make you hot.
And you know this, man.
Yo, give me a drink. Give me a drink.
Listen, we talking about playing games.
No, but I'm talking about checkers right
now. It's all a game at the end of the day.
Me as a woman, I play chess with men who still believe that they're playing checkers.
Let Marv eat. Let Marv eat. Eat, Marv.
Oh, listen up. I got a story to tell. Boom, boom, bam, bam.
Yo. We are back.
Yeah.
We are back.
After like a 5-week layoff, we had to find a new cast member because she got a little crazy.
No, she actually was like a former cast member.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Oh, definitely. Yeah,
it's quiet for her.
She took a break. The new cast member.
Yeah, why don't
you? That's here right now.
Oh, you're the only new cast member here.
Wait, she's not even really new.
Appearance.
You're speaking in third person.
Brittany, c'est la vie.
She's back.
Damn.
The one dropping gems, talking about playing chess with checkers.
Hold up. We got to go
on the team.
Clockwise.
Oh, she's going clockwise from you, fam.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Views from the seven. Seven guard. Marvy Marv, a.k.a. Marveloso. Holla at the boy.
Talk to him.
It's still Boucher, man. Chris Boucher, man. Forever and ever.
No, it's not. It's not Chris Bobby Royal Boucher. Rich. Get it right.
Nah, it's Marv. It's Chris Boucher. But anyway.
And then we got West Weather as usual. I'm not one to brag, but a.k.a. Pat Will made it.
We got we duck sauce and ketchup still. What is it? No soy sauce on Twitter. I actually forgot my Twitter name.
No tartar sauce?
No tartar sauce.
I like tartar sauce.
He loves sauces, pauses.
Sauces for the bosses.
And horse master.
Horse guard, David Stern. C. Joe Black. On
AKA.
Twitter, Instagram, everywhere on the internet.
I forgot my other name too,
new
Adam Silver.
Shit on the track.
Honey Jack King.
Huh? Jack King, all day, every day.
So how y'all been, man? How's y'all week?
Yo, it's been... This is a light week for me, honestly. I ain't worked that much, so took a little break.
How about you, Britt? How's your work week at T-Mobile?
I look better than every person in this room right now.
Oh, okay. Here go the flame.
Maybe not
you,
me, but...
You right here.
I gotta tell you,
Rosetta Stone CDs on freaking Fulton Street downtown Brooklyn.
Britt, I gotta tell you, this is Godiva chocolate over here. So take it easy, Godiva chocolate.
You Godiva
chocolate? Yes,
Godiva. Oh, man. I love when brown skin men want to just be on the next scale of darkness.
I got you.
Stay in team brown skin. You're not there yet, baby.
Like here we go. Here we go.
She said the next scale.
Bullshit Hershey kiss ass nigga.
What happened?
Why y'all hating on my son Kevin Hart, man?
Yo, what happened?
Let Kevin Hart rock, man. That's Kevin Hart.
I said bullshit Hershey kiss ass nigga.
Shut your light skin ass up, man.
It was good, though, y'all. What's going on?
Yo, same old. Yo, honestly, man, this summer been pretty good so far. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here getting hella nudes in my phone.
Hella
you know
bands.
How it
hella
is.
Nudes.
Hey, your lineup is pretty sweet. I haven't got a nude in like 6 months.
Oh, mind. You playing?
I just be curving chicks.
No. Girls don't like sending nudes anymore.
Wife, so it's quiet. They don't like sending nudes?
No, and if they do send a nude, their face is definitely not in it.
No face, no case.
That. Yeah, I hate that.
Wait,
I hate
none
that.
Of my nudes got faces
yes.
in it.
No face, no case.
They don't
I mean,
send
I'm
faces.
Just saying,
I feel
I mean,
deceived.
I mean, I'm just saying, as a woman, you don't want your picture out there because there are some very spiteful men out there. Like, get out of here, bitch.
Nah, those are bitch
everyone's
ass niggas.
Everyone's going to see your pictures. You know what I mean? You got to be really discreet. So, you know, you can get the titties, ass, everything else. Just no head.
It's like the first time during sex, right?
No head first time.
Delicious.
Fuck all that. I need my dick sucked.
Damn, I've been living wrong then.
Shit.
tell a white girl right now, I want my toe sucked. Cameron said that.
But honestly, but what is the deal? So like why is there? Like, you mentioned no head. Right, no head in the picture, but I feel like there's a lot of women out here that just don't send nudes. Like, is there a protocol? Like, is it
they probably
too
insecure?
Because
too
nude?
Many girls are getting exposed. I don't blame them. Honestly.
They probably getting exposed or insecure. They
I think that so I think that I think a chick got to be really like feeling you, my nigga, to send you some shit. So
facts.
You got to make her feel different, like
loved.
Like she'll take pictures and she'll be like, "Yo, is she gonna? How's this gonna make him feel?" And then she'll send it. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be some kind of connection there.
You
like,
know what I be wondering about them nudes? Who taking them pictures when you see a girl, like, you see a nude, right?
And then on a porn set.
dog. Yo. She's over there by the wall. And then the pitch is like far away. My the camera's like, yo.
I be setting up the camera all the time.
On this nigga Briss.
One time, some chick sent me a crazy nude. And I was like, nah, son, you had a photo shoot for this.
Just come on.
And she was like, nah, actually, I used the selfie stick. Plus, I had the timer.
She used her toe, nigga.
Like chicks is actually out lying. Here on some next level creative.
No, but selfie sticks do come with remotes.
Yes.
I mean, not even that. I mean, if you're really feeling somebody at the end of the day, you're going to make all the effort to make that person feel extra special. So when I'm, you know, I don't want to be dating someone and everyone in the world and got my nudes. You know what I mean? So I would rather it be for somebody that I'm dealing with that I know. And I honestly find it offensive when a guy asks me for nudes because it just automatically makes me think that he just wants sex. So unless we are already... sexting,
I don't know about
so,
that.
Do you send him nudes voluntarily, though? Like, well, do you be like, oh, here's some nudes?
Okay, I'll be honest. If it's somebody that I'm dealing with, I will, you know, and we're already in that kind of thing, then, you know, I'll give you a nude. But a nude for a nude, because I want to see what you're working with.
Yeah,
you
that's what I was going to ask, because
you're not going to be another body you be doing the
You be doing the beef verification, so, like, what does he get for the beef verification?
What do you mean beef verification? Are we talking like mushrooms?
No.
The beef, the geek.
You be wanting to see, you know what I mean? You be wanting to see the dick. So like, what does he get in return? You feel me? Like,
I mean, what I'm saying is that if it needs to be reciprocated, if you're going to sit there and ask me for a nude, I'm going to expect for you.
But
to
are you
going to
bust it open for a real nigga? Are you going to bust it open for a real nigga?
The real question is, so you mentioned.
Hold on.
So,
there's a bunch of guys that sit here and talk about busting it open for this person, but can't even last 2 minutes. Ooh. So let's just.
Not my problem.
Chill. Don't be hot.
I ain't afraid. When I have like a short stint, my excuse be like, yo, I ain't eat nothing this morning.
Well, her pussy's mad good, nigga.
Yo, let me ask you a question.
I heard women like your short time.
I'm gonna be real. Let me ask you a question.
Hold on, West Weather, what's up, bro?
Wait, what? Who lied to you?
What did he say?
He said girls like short time.
No, some girls.
I heard women like it less than 6 minutes.
Some women don't like
max,
them on fucking
six,
3 hours
minutes.
Till the sunrise type.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they don't like the super long dick for long time.
I heard if you like super long dick for
okay,
long time.
Okay, but at the same time, I don't want to feel like I'm having sex with a carrot inside of a Ziploc bag.
Now that you said that.
Wait, what's a carrot?
What about a man with a hot dog in a hallway?
Is there some type? Do you throw some type of leniency if it's raw or with the condom?
Because yeah, like it's gotta be some.
It has
raw
to be
pass.
Like you have to like give him a pass if it's
raw.
Raw.
If it's raw, yeah.
If it's raw, if he give you more than 5 minutes, you should be grateful.
Yeah, because that's Shao Song ripping your fucking soul away.
With the condom, then I understand. So what do you do? Is there a grace period?
To raw sex.
Unprotected sex.
Well, I definitely say that it's a grace period, just because there are things like
I'm just making sure.
I mean, honestly, there's STDs. I feel that getting pregnant is even worse. But
no, that's not what I was asking.
I'm saying
he's saying like, do you get a pass
if you're not too quick off smashing raw? In less than 2 minutes off the raw box.
Well, no, not really, because I've just been confirmed that I do in fact have glitter box pussy, so it doesn't really, you know.
All right, but if he has a condom on, if he nuts in like 2 minutes, then it's a problem.
But I want to make sure that we do it. I mean,
it depends on the condom. There's
a round two, but no, I just want to make sure.
Round two.
And bearskin condoms, they're like smashing raw.
Like,
too.
Those new like honestly, ecstasy
me,
Trojans.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I don't get top.
Different type of nut.
If I don't get top beforehand, it's gonna be a short ride. Like you gotta warm me up. Like it's like going to play basketball. If you don't stretch, or if you don't stretch your knees or your back or whatever the case is, you're gonna pull a fucking hamstring or something. I gotta get warmed up. That's just my thing. Warm me up. You know what I mean? I play around. I might eat your box or whatever the case is. And from there, we'll go for
as long as the box is guaranteed. As long as eating box is guaranteed.
I don't just be eating
depending,
no box, listen, just regular box.
Real talk, if you're coming off.
You need seasoning and seasoning.
If you're coming off a drought, you may got to go through rocky training, son. You feel me? You should got to be.
Got to go to the ice box.
Yeah, son.
So you come off
Exactly. Yeah.
But in summation, at the end of the day, as a female, if you are going to be sending nudes, just make sure you're sending it to the right person. They're not going to be sending it out to anyone else. And do it to someone that you actually do care for. You don't, you know, I don't want to see anybody on WorldStar, you know, hiphop.com or any of those videos. You know, that's not. So do it for someone you actually do care
about. I can only speak and for always me and ask my for kids.
Always ask for a penis pic.
I could only
don't
speak.
Don't trap yourself
is
that way.
Is that your advice for the ladies?
Okay, but you can't see how the box feels from a picture.
Is that your advice for the ladies?
Yeah, always ask for a penis pic.
Okay.
See, I could only speak for me and my kids, but I have never, ever, ever leaked a nude, ever.
Me either.
There's
me
some bitch ass shit. Never. Honestly, it's some bitch ass shit.
You sure? Positive. I think I see you on the ground.
You want to know what I think? Whoa. I think
keep it classy.
I think for us guys, I think that we don't see the point in basically sending a penis pic. Because like in our minds, like we're gonna send you a penis pic, and what does this do for you? So what does a penis pic do for you?
Well, let me tell you something. I seen my ex boyfriend. I seen his. We were friends. I was no longer his friend after that picture. I'll tell you that right
but
now.
But see, here's the thing.
She wanted to frisk him.
Wait, that's so. Wait. So
yeah, basically.
Because it was a big size. I'm
about to whip out my meat right now.
What if he didn't know what to do with it? Because y'all say it's not just the size. You know the commercials that come on like 3 o'clock in the morning? Does size really matter? Like,
well,
wait.
For me as a female, I mean, size kind of does. I've had smaller sizes. I'm not a size queen, but at the same
Western
time,
beef.
Length does make a difference, especially when
and
you're
with,
trying to hit that G spot.
And width, right?
All the length.
You want the girth is important.
Wait, is it more length or width? Which one is it?
Width. Oh, width is very important as well.
The thickness, right? Pause.
Girth.
Look, I look at it this way. In my track history,
you don't have a vagina.
I've noticed that. I don't know why she's trying to throw shade over there. Anyway,
damn,
I got that voodoo dick. If she saw my glitter box, I got voodoo dick, man. Fuck out of here. Anyway, I noticed that skinnier girls take bigger beef.
They take thrashings really well.
They do. They go forever, bro.
Yeah,
they go forever, my nigga. Like, but if you fucking like a thicker or a heavier woman, my nigga, they don't like to do too much. They like doggy style. They like to be on their back. They hate to ride, my nigga. They just hate riding dick, my nigga.
A skinny
chick, forget about it. They fucking, yo, listen, let's go on the wall. Let's go
throw
on the couch,
in the ceiling or
pick
some
me
shit.
Up. Right. They want to do a fucking full Tybo workout. And it's like, yo, fam, niggas don't got time for that. So I'm trying to get this nut. What's up?
I have a question for all you guys. I don't know how true this is, but I just read an article saying that women that are more petite and more skinnier have tighter pussies than women that are bigger.
That's not true.
Wait, I think that's kind of true.
It depends how much the bitch been fucking, really, man.
Yeah,
like,
it really depends on how much dick she been taking.
If she been taking
30 honestly,
dicks
before,
weekly.
Before we forget, Carl just mentioned something about when Britt asked for a picture that she wanted to frisk him first. We were talking about the whole stop and frisk and the fact that it was banned or eliminated by cops can't really stop and frisk anymore. Do you think if it came back, there would be a lot less shootings by police officers?
Oh, we're talking about police
Can I just
officers?
Say real
or we're talking about crime in
crime
the city.
In general, but I mean, the only people allowed to really stop and frisk are police officers.
For me personally, my nigga, I really do think that there has to be some kind of fear of authority in any field, not just police, in anything. Like for me, I have this fear that if I owe more than $350 in parking tickets, they're gonna boot my whip. There should be some kind of fear, like, yo, listen, if I carry this gun in the street and I possibly get stopped and frisked, niggas is going to lock me up. But there's people that are actually going out in broad daylight by schools that happened last week by my neighborhood on 53rd Avenue L, have a broad daylight shootout in the middle of the street. There wouldn't be that if people didn't have the fear that, yo, listen, if I see a cop or undercover cop pull, if I see an undercover cop pull up, y'all ain't going to be scared. They're not allowed to stop and frisk me. There has to be some kind of fear. That's how I feel. I don't know.
I think they'd still be fed.
There's always going to be crime.
And honestly, it's not even about stopping frisk. It's just probable cause. If you give the police officer any type of incentive
reason,
you might be carrying or there's something wrong, I'm gonna search you.
So
you know?
What determines the reason? So what's the reason?
Let's
it's
just call
racial,
it out. It's
racial
stereotype.
Profiling.
It's racial profiling.
It's racial profiling.
I actually
let's
have
open
an
the box.
I actually no. Well, I actually have a response. To what you're saying. The thing is, what people fail to realize is that one of the biggest businesses in America
prisons
as of right now is prisons. And if anyone ever read, I'm not too sure, the new Jim Crow, which is basically in juxtaposition of the way how common felons that are now have the rights of a black man during the Jim Crow era. And the thing is that these businesses, whether or not, you know, I honestly believe that a lot of people that are being in prison, stop and frisk, they don't, I don't believe they do any of the crimes almost half the time. It's just a quota. They just need to fill cells because honestly, your value as a black man is worth more of you in jail than it is on the street. Unfortunately.
Preach.
Yeah, that's true. Preach. That's true.
So unfortunate.
There shouldn't even be a such thing as private prison. But what the fuck is a private prison? I own a fucking prison.
But did y'all ever, did y'all know that there's actually like stocks for prisons?
Right. Yeah, nigga, it's and a that, big like, business.
Wait, Michael Jordan owns.
Hold on. That's crazy. Fake. But hold on. What's crazy is like universities. Universities
invest in prisons.
Invest yeah. in the Horrible. Prison system. Like Horrible. They own shares Horrible. Of the CCA.
You want to hear something crazy? The prison system basically. Man is like a basically is like a sweat was like a
sweatshop. Yes,
they like in New York
they
State.
Construct they construct homes.
They make the license plates.
Our license plates are made by prisoners.
They make homes
and they fix roads.
Yeah, and they fix roads.
And they clean like up. They clean up the roads too.
Yeah,
but they make like 27 cents a day, bro.
Yeah, they make twenty cents, bro.
Yeah,
go it's pave insane. This fucking street for 20 cents. Crazy.
Here, go buy.
But I look at it. I look at it this way, right? And I had this conversation with one of my friends, and she said, oh, you know, there's a whole system and this, that, and a third, and they infuse this in our minds that we have nowhere else to go. Like, you know, when your kids, they say you're either going to play ball, you're going to sell drugs or play or be a rapper,
yeah,
right? And it's like, that's the fault of your parents to infuse that. Like, I don't do either. I don't play ball. I don't sell drugs.
None of us
I don't
do.
None of that. Like, none of us do.
Right.
Like, I'm one of those select few people that, doing the right thing in life and trying to be better and trying to own a business. But people think that it's a whole big system behind it. It's like, it's not.
It's not that it's a system. I'm going to disagree with you there. It's not that it's a system, but what it is a mental system of slavery, and it's programming. It's in television. It's in your rap videos. It's what you hear all your life, and you only fear what you don't know. So therefore, there are a lot of people who don't understand their history. They don't know their background. They don't know where they come from. Like, they don't understand their possibilities. Like, for example, people think that Asians are the best in math, but in fact, they're so many black inventors that created almost a majority of the things that we use in the house, but you're not taught this. So if you don't know these things, what else are you going to think you're going to be able to aspire to? But that's the difference between following society of what you're told and then being an individual.
But it's not only black culture they do this to. They do this to all other cultures around the world. Like, I'll give you an example. Muammar Gaddafi, right? The news made him out to be this big evil dictator when, in fact, the reason why they actually, for me, I felt that they assassinated him and killed him was because his whole entire family was because he tried to unite Africa, all the countries
and make
in Africa,
one currency,
one big country, right? If you gave birth in Libya as a woman, if you gave birth, you were instantly given $5,000. Electricity was free. Education was free. Healthcare was free. His thing was, it was a natural right to have a home in Libya.
No good deed goes unpunished, bro.
Right.
I mean, also with Gaddafi in particular, the one that wasn't the exact reason. It's bigger than that.
Right.
The reason why Gaddafi was killed was simply because what he wanted to do was create the currency for Africa.
Right. Yep.
What would have happened is that
fuck up so many people's pockets.
It was not. No. What he would have done would have caused a greater depression than any depression we would have known.
He would have fucked up everybody in
pockets
in his tables.
Every country,
everybody pockets
Africa
have been fucked
as a continent is the most wealthiest place on
right.
this planet.
The most
they're
resources,
naturally,
right?
They're naturally rich in all these resources. But what happened was that colonialism, you know, conquered. Britain, you know, just like Africa, they took a piece of the pie.
Yeah, they're
everyone,
like, not
Dutch,
snatching up my
Belgium,
fucking piece.
Everyone has a piece of the pie. And, you know, you control it through industrialization,
right.
Enslavement, things of that sort. They basically killed him because he wanted to unify everybody and bankrupt the entire world.
They want the poor, they want the black countries weak and corrupt, man. That's crazy.
You gotta understand,
even the West
man.
Indies.
Yeah.
You gotta understand.
How are you guys in debt? I don't understand how West Indian countries are in debt for the resources that they have that come out of the ground.
Resorts.
Sense.
People
but
chill daily
in
fucking
they're
Jamaica.
In debt.
To loans
Africa.
That they never had any.
Yo, Haiti's in
Haiti.
Was
they're in debt. Because
yeah,
they wanted to borrow money. to rebuild their countries so that they can have themselves industrialized society.
That's absolutely wrong.
That's the reason why they brought
them. Absolutely wrong.
I found out, right? Haiti, right? Haiti basically had to buy its freedom from France.
Of course, yeah. That we know that. We know that. But I'm talking about Jamaica. I'm talking about all these other
countries.
But
that's a commonwealth. That's completely different.
But all these countries wanted to basically, they were free. And they had no more authoritarian rule. And at the end of the day, what they wanted to do was to start building industrialized societies. And what happened? The largest bank on the planet, the IMF, the World Bank, said, all right, we will lend you this money so you could be like us. That's really what it was. It was be like us here. Some money.
And then charge ridiculous interest rates.
Not only that, they said, we're going to charge you ridiculous interest rates, and we're also going, we want lower tariffs so that we can import goods that your country already grows and compete with the local dudes and beat them out, because when we import our shit, it costs less than how much it costs to grow it on the same land.
It's all about the motherfucking money.
Nigga, son. So that's really what it is at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, it's not even about racism. It's all about money.
Money really is the root to all evil. No, it's the love of money.
Money, power.
At the end of the day, you got to understand that since forever, since the inception of time, that man has always wanted to dominate and claim all.
Greed.
That's all it's always been.
Wall Genghis Street, Khan, greed is good.
We was just talking about Mary Lynch, too, right?
Rome. Mm-hmm. What did Rome do? What did Rome do?
We were just talking about Lynch.
Rome said, you know what? We're gonna conquer the entire world, right? Mm-hmm. And Rome at some point was the largest civilization.
Even
and what
Genghis
happened?
Khan.
Rome fell.
Genghis Khan, too.
So Genghis Khan after.
Our time's coming.
You see what I mean? So the thing is, every society, every large civilized society, all they want to do is own the most. And so far, since we've been on Earth, Britain has owned 75% of the planet. They've been the most successful at it so far. And that's all it is.
And
who can
much own
the
United
most?
States.
Who can own the most?
He who owns the most land wins.
He who owns the most land owns the most resources, has the most power.
Facts. And
that's all it is at the end of the day. You know what I mean? And until you understand that, you know what I mean? If you don't understand that, then you won't understand what's going on.
Wait, but hold on. But also this, understand this. The victor will always be the one to write history.
Yes.
Always.
Oh, we know that
for
sure.
Let's just keep that in mind.
We know that for sure. But that's really the basic understanding. You have to understand that, you know, Gaddafi died is such a bad thing. It's a bad thing to you. But to the dude that's running the United States at that point in time, fuck all that. We have to win. We have to be on top, and we have to do it in the interest of us.
So like the black
Simple
woman?
Simple and plain.
So like the black woman? Black women want power?
you see, you want to open barriers.
Yeah, they be like, you forgot the moons and the stars
with
too,
the
nigga.
With a black woman here.
You wanna open Pandora's box.
You forgot the moons and the stars too, nigga.
You wanna open Pandora's box.
I do. But
for me, at the end of the day, like what we really need to understand as a society is what it takes to be a man in this society. But one question I always ask myself is, like, what does being a man mean?
I honestly feel like the meaning of a man has been desensitized over a long period of time, especially, I was trying to say earlier, especially with the black man, you know, there's a stigma about the angry black woman. And I've met several men who not date black women because they think that we're all angry. And that honestly confuses me because I'm educated. You know, I'm not angry. I'm content within myself. I've never hated black men or anything. But it's just the stigma that just confuses me because this is just a practice from slavery. They would, you know, have two woman slaves impregnated by two male slaves, send off the male slaves, and say if one slave, you know, female were to have a boy, she would coddle him. She would hold him close to him because she was in fear for his life, almost similar to the relationships that a lot of black men, or men in particular, have with their mother. And it's almost like an incestual kind of thing. Like, they don't let their sons go. It's like they're grown men, and you flip out because he's engaged by the time he's 29. And whereas the black woman raises her daughter to be very independent, self-sufficient. She knows how to cook. She knows how to take care of herself, where she doesn't need a man because there was never a man in the household.
Okay.
So the thing is, what does it
did
mean?
You see, wait.
Like, what does it take to be a man? Like, what characteristics do you see or believe makes a man a man?
Wait, all right. Well, first off, did you see that Steve Harvey special where he had like probably like 7 successful black women, and he was like they were all single, and he was pretty much asking, like, why you guys are single, and like a lot of them had a fucking laundry list of things they were seeking for in a man, not just monetarily, but just like just a laundry list, and if they didn't meet one of the criteria, like one chick was like, he wasn't 6 foot, so I said no. Mm. It's a lot of, I think, within the black community, a lot of black women are not willing to work with potential. They're not, you see, like, Michelle Obama, she's a prime example of a woman that was willing to work with potential. Barack wasn't where he was at, but she knew what the end goal was. Well, so she stuck around.
She met him in Harvard.
Yeah, but for still, one. But
and she was from Princeton.
But still, he was broke. So he was broke. He was broke, though. He
but,
was yo, broke.
But he was at Harvard. Time, bro.
Yeah, but he was but at Harvard. Harvard.
I'm saying, if you go to Harvard, you're not broke. You can't say that. Not physically broke, but like when you graduate, you won't be broke.
Exactly. Right. Of course.
I think
right,
it's society that has the biggest.
Okay,
part
maybe.
To play all
right, maybe that's an extreme
because
example.
Because people look at what other people have. They don't look at what they like. They look at, like, say for instance, like if your homegirl's boyfriend has a car, you're not gonna want to be less than your homegirl. You're gonna want a nigga with a car too.
Of course,
even if you like
I understand
that, nigga,
that,
you're still gonna want somebody with the car.
I understand so it, but it's like you gotta do the education on people you're dealing with. Period.
But this is
no, wrong. I get what you're saying, but I'm answering the question of like why most black women are single.
It's the crab in a barrel mentality. If you think about it, everybody like, and this is like the problem with like the whole black community thing. It's always competition.
That's
if I see you with a 650, yo, I'm gonna want an M6.
That's
like I hear
problem.
People say all the time, like, yo, son, my nigga, why you ain't cop that? Why you cop the S550? Why you ain't cop the AMG version? It's like, yo, fam, like it's a Mercedes at the end of the day. Everybody wants to be better than everybody. And it's just it sucks. But going to that, what you said about the black woman holding her son close, I feel that every woman has their ideal man, and sometimes in this day and age, some women end up settling. So when they do have a son, they want to build that son to the ideals of the man that they wanted to be in with. You know, that's how I look at it. I don't know.
Which is an Oedipus complex.
I'm just gonna touch back on what you just said about blacks having the crab and a barrel mentality. Now, let me ask you guys a question. Where are crabs located? Like, where can you find a crab?
Under the sea.
Right? Correct? So now, what is that? That's the No. The next question is, that's their natural habitat, right? Now, my question is, who put the crabs in the barrel? That's not their natural habitat.
Right.
So it comes into play. It goes a little deeper.
Not everybody opened a package, though. And Brittany's opening her package right now. She said, Amazon lit.
I'm just saying.
Brittany
you
dropping
know?
Gems. Huh?
Gems from the jeweler.
I'm just saying.
The beers.
I just want to say how happy I am for this.
I'm just saying.
Britain here, like full time now.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, honestly, the thing is a way to keep people from uniting or being together. You gotta break them down and make them believe that they're more different than they actually are alike. And that's with every like, take the black race for example. Let's divide African Americans and West Indians and make them believe that they're more different. They just got dropped off the fucking boat a little earlier. That's the only difference. Right. You know, let's give the West Indians, you know, more books and let them come to America and they take all the nursing jobs. And then the African-Americans, African-Americans and the West Indians will never understand each other because West Indians do not understand the struggle that African-Americans went through.
Let me drop a
joke. Next, hold on.
Oh, okay.
Now let's divide light skin and dark skin. Let's make light skin people believe that they're different than dark skin people and dark skin people feel that light skin people, you know, are.
But that's not only
in
the black community.
Let me continue. Right. That's just in general.
Right.
In general. Now then, let's break it up even further. Let's divide the black man and the black woman.
Okay.
Let's make her believe that she doesn't need him, that she doesn't need anyone to depend on.
Which she does.
Which creates, because I even have the same mentality that if I can't get it myself, then what do I need a man for?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what do I truly need a man for? And it's sad because it's like, you know, you do want somebody.
You need
know,
that emotional support.
You need that emotional support. You know, I don't want to feel like everything is going to fall off on me. And I have grown up in a house and family.
And you need somebody to blow your back out. every other
the
day.
Biggest and myth in this in the world
right. Yes, correct.
The biggest myth in the world is that you could do it on your own. No one could fucking do it on their own.
No one's ever done it on their own.
Not even Jordan.
So this fucking independent shit, people just need to fucking throw that shit out the window. I'm sick of reading statuses, independent this. Fuck out of here. You needed your parents at one point. You needed somebody. So dick, for real, get your fucking status all the way the fuck up out of here. But yeah, that's it.
But now back to the main question was, how do you determine if a man is a man? What I want to say about that, I feel like there's no real definition of a man because everybody's situation is different.
It's perspective.
Yeah, it's like because I could be doing certain things that you're not doing, but it doesn't make you less of a man because you're not doing the same things that I'm doing. It all depends on your situation at like, go ahead.
I was going to say it's only up until recent, maybe within like the past 10 years, that the ideals of a man have changed. It's always been the man is the hunter. The man is going to go out and build the foundation for the house. And the woman's going to help facilitate the home, make sure things are clean, make sure things are organized. That's how it's been then. But in this was a Generation Z, is what they call our generation now.
Why?
I think that's what they call it now.
Generation Y. No, the woman changed it.
Now there's more. There's you know more stay at home men, stay at home fathers. Like, 91. Yo, you know back what like 15 it? Years ago, fam, so, there was none of that, bro. There was no, yo, yeah, I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad while a woman goes out and work, bro.
Say it. What? It was what? Equality.
Yo, you know what? You
don't touch it there? Again. I'm not going to do it.
You want to go there?
On that note.
Listen, I think it's
just. No. On that note, we have to save this for the next podcast.